둘, 셋, 파!
For Hey Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, for checking out the series. Please do hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones. You can grab us any place in podcast land. That includes Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And don't forget to also give the series a rating, leave a review if you are so inspired as well. That always goes so far in helping out a series like this. We've had some great guests lately, including Paloma Faith. She's got a new record called The Glorification of Sadness. Crispin Mills from Coolest Shaker was here. Slow Pup, we talked with them. Daryl Johnson, he's in the movie Self-Reliance. Aldous Hodge, starring opposite Joe Keery. And Camila Morrone in Marmalade. We talked about that. Mary Timoney, the lead singer of X-Hex and Helium. Natalie Morales, you know her from so many things, including The Morning Show, Plan B, Parks and Recreation. And the director of Argyle, Matthew Vaughn. He kicked off the February lineup. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, legendary actor John Malkovich. He is in the new Apple TV Plus series called The New Look, starring opposite Ben Mendelsohn, who plays fashion icon Christian Dior, and Juliette Binoche, who portrays Coco Chanel. The story, it's the telling of Nazi-occupied France and life in post-World War II Europe through the lives of both Dior and Chanel. Malkovich, of course, we know him from, God, so many... It's like throwing a dart, right? Legendary roles, Being John Malkovich, Con Air, Of Mice and Men, just three that come to mind. He's going to discuss his portrayal in this series of Lucien Lelong, a French couture, who was a mentor of Dior, among other iconic designers, as well as the compromises many of these people had to make in order to survive and how choices were rarely black and white. John's going to go on to consider how people of today might fare under similar circumstances, and the importance of creation as a way to stave off mayhem. And we'll hear a little bit about his upcoming role in the Andrew Scott-led series of The Talented Mr. Ripley, a role very familiar to John Malkovich, having played the title character in 2002's Ripley's Game. So we're going to get all that and more. Let's jump into it. We're talking about The New Look on Apple TV+. It's Kyle Meredith with John Malkovich.
Hey, how are you?
It's such a pleasure to get to talk to you, especially about such a beautifully shot and heavy series with The New Look. You did great work, and playing Lucien Lelong, who is such an interesting character. I was wondering if you could talk a bit about him, because this is a guy who he didn't design his clothes, but he still ended up important figure in this movie. Why is he so special to the story in your eyes?
Well, he I think in the story, his function is that Christian Dior, who this series is about, along with Coco Chanel, were very, very famous designers of the post-war era in France and pre-war as well. At least Chanel, I think. But, Lucien Lelong, who had his own fashion house, was not a designer really, but was a great recognizer, I think, of talent, and a great appreciator and lover of talent. And among the talents that he fostered were Christian Dior, Balmain, Balenciaga, Givenchy, Pierre Cardin, etc. And he was also the head of the Haute Couture syndicale of Haute Couture in France, which and really the person, maybe you would say, principally responsible for being able to appease the Nazis to some extent and keep the fashion business from being forced to move from its seat in Paris to Berlin. And this is what these are the two sides. These are the two hands he was dealt. And he played them. And he did what he could to keep that business alive and to keep it based in France. He was also, at least in the term of the series, very close to Christian Dior, a great believer in his talent, a great friend, someone who cared about Dior as a human being. And that's really his function in this series. And he's someone, as is that period of time, that's kind of lost in history and was lost for a long time in French history, because people made accommodations for their lives to go on. And of course, those are accommodations that pursuant generations judge very harshly. But unfortunately, life is often a bit more complex than that. And this generation of moralists, I would venture, would fare no better. And I'm pretty sure they'd fare worse. These are stories kind of lost in the mist and fog of history. And I think this series is interesting, partially because creative people and their lives are interesting.
And we'll be right back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with John Malkovich.
Yeah, the way it lines up, as you're saying, with stories that we still see today. Never thought we'd be talking about Nazis. But also to find these characters, to find these moments, the parts of the story, as you're saying, like, you don't consider the compromises some people would have to make, and that nothing is black and whites.
Very few things, excuse me. I agree, meaning there are so few things that are really black and white. Really, really black and white. There are some. But life is corruption and life is compromise, and that's a fact. And there's no getting around that fact. And there's no getting around that we all make accommodations with things that we really do not wish to do, we really do not wish to hear, and we really do wish didn't exist. And this is the daily life, well, it was for centuries of mankind's and humankind's experience, male and female, and is still a daily thing for most people. I think most people maybe don't love their jobs. Most people don't love their siblings, maybe, or their parents, or even their children, or their lot in life. And we make accommodation with it. And I don't think that's necessarily a defense. It's just how it is. It's what it is. It's right. It's how we're programmed.
Well, I want to quickly say the conflict that you carry in your eyes as someone who has to keep the lights on for people, the scene about the miniature dolls when you're doing that, and me thinking, like, where in the world does he get his hope from? It's so surprising. And I do love the way that you paint that, because it's noticeable.
I think it's creation. If people worried themselves with that and occupied themselves with that, there'd be a lot less mayhem in the world. I'm pretty sure of that. Some people aren't drawn to it, but that could be a number of factors too that are changeable, adaptable, or curable, if we have to say it that way. But I think that's something that is both life affirming and arguably life saving, and life fulfilling in a way.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with John Malkovich. Let me close by saying that you've created some of the most powerful roles and some of the stuff I've enjoyed. I particularly just wanted to quickly say your portrayal in Ripley's Game is one of my favorite things that you've ever done.
Oh,
and I was so excited to see that you're going to be back in that world again with the Ripley stuff. And I hope we get to talk about that later.
Yeah, I just have a tiny thing. I hope it comes out. It's been a while, but I don't know what's going on with that. I haven't talked to Steve in a long time, but... Yeah. Hope it comes out. I love the young actor who plays Ripley. Mm-hmm. It's just terrific, I think. So, do you know when it's coming out?
April, May, somewhere around there. Yeah. Oh, hey, your name's on the press release, so you've made it that far. That's
yeah, but yeah, I'm more concerned with will it come out? No, I'm sure it will. He's a great writer, Steve, and this Andrew, the young actor, he's. I think he's a great Ripley, it looked to me. So yeah. Thanks for that.
Yep. The new look is powerful. Thank you so much for the work. Especially thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. I so appreciate it.
Thank you for your interest. Thank you.
My thanks to John Malkovich. You can see The New Look on Apple TV Plus right now. Thanks, of course, to you for checking out the episode. Again, before you leave, hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. You'll get 3 new interviews sent to you every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover those new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And please, while you're doing it, or if you've already subscribed, give the series a rating and leave a review. I would so appreciate that as well. And then after all that, head over to WFPK.org. So I do a show Monday through Friday. It starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There's a bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent episodes featured the music of Melanie, Material Issue, The Pixies, Rat Boys, The Paladinos, Bonnie Raitt, John Prine, My Morning Jacket, Janelle Monáe, Other Lives, Real Estate, Jimmy Eat World, The Beatles, Gloria Jones, and it featured my interview with Stephen Merritt, the lead singer of The Magnetic Fields. Again, just an example of what you get every weeknights starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. That does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.